Joanne's going to lead us in the call to worship. You got it on your phone, or can you see it?
Oh, I messed up.
Here, I'll let you use mine.
Okay,
I'll share.
I upgraded my glasses to stronger ones. So.
Is that a new one? Is that a good one? Yeah, that's a good one.
But Phil printed it for me. It's so nice. Tina had printed it for me before. And Phil sent it to me in a PDF, which I just didn't pull up yet, so my fault. Let us proclaim how mighty are the deeds of God, how glorious is the majesty of God's realm.
And together the prayer of confession. Glorious God, divine human, eternal spirit, we get so mired in the stuff of every day that we rarely see visions and dreams. We are busy about daily routines for making a living, so preoccupied with the immediate, and we do not look for signs of your judgment nor the changing seasons of divine history. Forgive our sins and wicked deeds for the sake of Christ's offering, our sin once and for all. Amen. And the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the life of sins, the life of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And we sing glory to the Father. Glory be to the Father. God bless you. You may be seated.